Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, we continue our Lollapalooza week here in The Download, featuring some of the great musicians coming to Chicago for the weekend. And tonight we talk to The Districts. Districts are an indie rock outfit from the Philadelphia area. They're coming to town to play Lolla on Saturday, but they're also going to get a show in before at the Vic Friday night. The Districts are an up-and-coming band who signed to Fat Possum Records a couple years back, and they're getting rave reviews for what's been pre-released from their upcoming album called Popular Manipulations. It's out in August. It'll be their third album. Joining me on the line, Braden Lawrence. He's the drummer for The Districts. Braden, welcome to The Download.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Talk about coming through Chicago. I mean, obviously there's coming through Chicago and then there's playing Lollapalooza.
Yeah, so we played Lollapalooza once before a few years ago, and it was great. One of the first, like, major festivals we've ever played, and it was great. I think our sound went off for a second, which was scary, but other than that, it was very fun.
For you as a band who tours regularly and plays all sorts of different venues, including big festivals like this, do you have to change the way you approach your show when you're on stage at a festival like Lollapalooza?
Yeah, I guess we change the set list. If we're doing a club show, we try and do more dynamic changes. We'll like do a really loud song and then do a few quiet songs. But for festivals, just keeping it rocking for the most part.
It's just loud songs, right?
Yeah, basically. I guess we haven't... This will be like the first festival. We're not really doing that many festivals this year, so I guess I don't really know what we're going to play, but I guess we'll
figure it out, right? I don't know if you talked about this before, but the kind of music that you play, I mean, there is this, you definitely want to connect with the emotion of the audience, of course, and when you're in small venues, that's easier to do than when you're playing, you know, seas of people where you can't necessarily tell if they like it or not.
Yeah, it can be tough, for sure, to catch, like, the general atmosphere of the crowd. It's definitely a different beast, something that we're still, I guess, kind of getting used to. It's a way different thing.
A lot of buzz around Popular Manipulations coming out, obviously the tour as well, and having a chance to promote it right now is at Lollapalooza and other places like the Vic in Chicago. How different is Popular Manipulations from the two albums you guys have done before?
I guess it's different. I guess it doesn't seem that different to us because... Well, I guess, yeah, it is different, I guess. We toured after our last album, Foolishness World, came out. We basically just, like, toured nonstop for, like, a year and a half. But then we basically had what turned into, like, a year of just writing and really focusing on making a record, which, as a band, it's always been just trying to play as many shows as possible and moving forward as a band in that aspect of just making connections and playing live as much as we could. But for this, we really like focused on the songs and had like probably like 40 to 50 songs that we had to choose from. So it was a way different experience than the last album.
Is that by design? I mean, was it the idea that you wanted to try something different with this third album?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we just wanted to really make the best album we could make. So, you know, there was a lot of trial and error, that we went through to get to what, you know, we decided the final product to be. We were definitely a lot more critical and thought way more about it. And lyrically, Robbie, it like changed his approach and was doing more like narrative rather than, you know, first person stuff. So there's different styles in that too. And musically, it's a little different, I guess. We took a lot more time on it. So I guess it's just a little more fleshed out, in my opinion, than the last two records.
Braden Lawrence is my guest. He's a drummer for The Districts. They're on stage at Lollapalooza on Saturday. You guys have been together since high school. That's one of the strengths of a band, is to have longevity in a way that you can play next to each other. Some members have changed up here and there, but the core group has, you guys have been playing together. Is that a strength for you guys? I mean, as you guys grow and have, you know, want to try new things together, you've been with each other for so long, whether it be, you know, growing up together or on the road in tight quarters, that you guys have to have that trust to be able to reach out and try something new.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely, because we all play different kinds of music and have different side projects other than The Districts. So it's like, for us, it isn't that big of a shock.
The idea of playing in side projects, and you guys have been able to do that and still be The Districts, how important is it to have another creative outlet and not just be one band?
Yeah, I think it's very important just to grow as artists and just be able to not put everything in one basket. I mean, it's definitely what we focus on the most, but, you know, being in a band that tours all the time can definitely be stressful just because, you know, there's way more aspects to being in a touring band with, like, labels and stuff, that with like side projects that are just strictly for making music and putting it out and, you know, whatever. It's like way less pressure, which I think is extremely important for any artist to just do more than one thing. Very helpful for us, at least, to, you know, keep our heads above water and be able to try different things, to like experiment and not have to feel like we have to make the same record every time and just be like, oh, they're this kind of band. They don't. So I think it's very important for us to try different things.
You guys have a national following at this point, and obviously there's a lot of anticipation for Popular Manipulations. The tracks that are out right now are getting heavy rotation. But as a Philadelphia-based band, meaning you've only been there for 2 years, how important is it for you guys to be known as a Philly band? I don't know much about the rock scene in Philadelphia, but how important is it for you guys to sort of be stamped a Philly band?
I don't think it matters terribly much to us. I mean, there's a great scene and there's like so many great bands. I guess we've lived here for about 4 years, so I guess it's definitely shaped us in that way. But there's like a really big DIY scene, which is great, but we've always kind of been on the outskirts of it to some extent. But I mean, we are a Philadelphia band and we love a lot of Philly bands that, I mean, definitely happy to be lumped together with, for sure.
Well, having the opportunity to be on Fat Possum, which is a famed record label, which not a Philadelphia record label, but what's that mean to you guys to be associated with a brand like that with Fat Possum, especially as you get ready to release what could be your biggest record?
We really respect their label. I mean, Matthew, the owner, started as like a 20-year-old kid just going to like blues musicians' doorsteps and just like recording these blues guys. So we respect them. They have so many cool bands right now, and they reissue a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, definitely a good family to be a part of.
Braden Lawrence is the drummer for the band The Districts. They're playing Lollapalooza coming up this weekend, Saturday. They'll also be at the Vic on Friday night. Braden, thanks so much for taking some time out and talking to us tonight. We appreciate it. Good luck with the shows.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.